Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said President Obama authorized the strike, which occurred Saturday afternoon local time. Reporter Ayaz Gul from Islamabad, Pakistan, says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border. If it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can put the movement together.
Soon after, the reports of the strike began appearing online and in news broadcasts in the region. The Afghan Taliban released a statement calling reports of Mansour's death baseless. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday. The latest information offered no answers as to what might have happened, and search crews continued scouring the sea for further wreckage. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris bearing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders from the doomed aircraft still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry officials denied media reports that the so-called black boxes had been located. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has left Washington for a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say that the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat shortly before Japan surrendered at the end of World War II. Mr. Obama will also attend the G7 summit in Japan, the last G7 summit of his presidency. Mr. Obama called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Saturday to reaffirm U.S. support for the Iraqi people and the fight against the Islamic State group. A White House statement says the president assured the Iraqi leader that U.S. forces would continue to play a role in training, advising, and assisting Iraqi forces against ISIL. The statement said the two men also agreed on the need for tighter security in the international zone after thousands of demonstrators stormed the area on Friday. At least 4 people were killed and 90 injured in the clashes with security forces. On Saturday, hundreds of mourners gathered at Baghdad's Sadr City for the funeral of 2 of the men killed in Friday's conflict. The men were part of the thousands, mostly supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who rushed the international zone on Friday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition in the war-torn nation. Speaking during a visit to Qatar, the UN Secretary General cautioned against what he called short-sighted policies to confront violent extremists.
We must avoid short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches that only exacerbate the problem and give terrorists their best recruitment tools.
The Secretary General said a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. And there will be no Triple Crown winner in U.S. horse racing this year. Exaggerator beat Cherry Wine and Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist to take the Preakness Stakes on a muddy track in Baltimore, Maryland. The last race of the Triple Crown, the Belmont, is June 11th in Elmont, New York. American Pharoah won all 3 races last year. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.